Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live,
live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Hi.
Hello.
Up. Oh, it's Wednesday. It looks like there she is.
Oh, she's back.
Well, the most important person in the room. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us okay or no? Or is it really hard to hear?
Yeah. I did hear that.
You did hear that. Welcome to Wednesday. Thank you for being here.
And you're coming out from Georgia?
Thank you for having me. I'm in Georgia right now. I'm training.
Nice. Yeah, we see you right at the gym. So what is it, 8:30 there right now?
Yeah, correct. I know the time now.
That's our bad. I'm sorry. If you're waiting.
Well, I mean, you travel a lot for training, don't you?
Yes, I do. There's not much going on in the mid, where I live. I live in a very small town. It's called Fairfield, Iowa. And it's known for meditation, for kicking people. I do.
We're all from small towns. I'm from Kansas.
Yes, and I live from a town. I think it's like an hour away from Fairfield.
Yeah. Mr. Alley is all the way up there in Iowa. So where are you at right now in Georgia? Can you tell us a little bit about that, Helen, and what you got going on?
Well, right now I'm in Grovetown, and I'm training at Grubel's MMA. I'm getting ready for a fight next week. I'm the alternate for the Jessica Aguilar and, I forgot the name of the other girl. I'm sorry. There's a fight for XFC next week, November.
No, we lost her. Hi, Lily. I see your messages coming through, Lily. It looks like we lost Helen possibly on connection.
We'll try to get her back. I don't know what happened.
We'll try to get her back on. Lily.
It might be the building she's in right now.
Yeah. Especially the gym, we can lose a lot of connection. Lily Brienne here, though, who's saying hi to us. She was just training with Helen. She is actually, I always introduce her to people. Like, she's one of the best kickboxers in this area. Hi, Helen. We got you back on. Sorry if you're having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
So you're talking about you had a fight coming up that you're training for?
Oh, yeah. I'm training for XFC. They're doing a relaunch coming back. It's November 11th. That's next Wednesday. And I'm kind of the backup for, I'll be fighting one of the two girls. One of them is Jessica Aguilar, so I'm hoping I fight her. And the other girl's name, I can't remember right now. but I'll fight whoever wants to fight. I mean, depending if they need me, I'll fight, if one of the girls maybe don't make weight or maybe test positive for COVID. So I'm cutting weight. I already got tested and I'm just doing everything as if I am fighting next Wednesday. Hopefully I will. So I don't have to take all this energy with me home. And if I do fight, then that should be fun because I'm trying to take a soul next Wednesday. That's what I want.
You take a lot of fights short notice, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's better. I don't like getting emotionally attached to these girls. The shorter the less expectation, the better it is,
That's an interesting mindset to have about it. A lot of people like to know ahead of time and study their opponent and watch videos and everything and prepare for that person.
Yeah, but I feel like people watch too many videos. I can watch the videos right before I get into the cage and have a pretty good idea. I mean, I have so many things I have to work on for myself that I really don't need to prepare for someone specific. There's so many things I need to work on anyways, and I'm working on those things. Every time I go out there, I'm hoping to be one of the best. So if you're preparing to be one of the best, that means all around. You know, mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time on my weaknesses, but I don't neglect my strength because I want my strength to make my weaknesses relevant.
That's probably one of the more interesting and wise ways, I think, of going about your camp is focusing more on yourself. Where every time I've ever gone in there, and I do hear a lot about people, they're always focusing on that person, what that person is doing, and they're looking for the holes of that person versus looking at what can I better about myself. So that's really interesting. I really appreciate that kind of review you have on that. So you just picking up, you know, where have you left off each time, and you're just taking home, like, do you take notes in the cage, like what you did, what you don't like, and then that's what you go back and you fix?
I do. I am very critical of what I do because I can always see where I could have done better, and especially considering my training. Like, the way my coach trains me is like art, you know, and then I go out there and I doodle. So I do feel silly sometimes watching my fights. So there's always something to improve on. But every time you win a fight, that gives you a little bit more time to improve on those things when you look back at the fight itself.
I feel that's very true, because when you study your opponent, you know, like you do, you work on your weaknesses, you get better. So if you watch videos of people and you're trying to find holes in their strategy, and they probably worked on it since that last fight.
Exactly. Imagine going in there thinking someone is really bad at something and then finding out you were wrong. You know, mm-hmm. I let my coach look at the opponent he tells me the few things I need to worry about. And then I just worry about those things as opposed to all of their fights. Like my for Jessica, I only watched her last fight. I want to know what's the last thing she did. And she took a mighty beating. She can take a beating. That means she's got heart. So that's the only thing I'm going against, is her heart more than her technique.
And that's true with opponents, is it's not always how good are they, but like how much can they take? And that's also a big factor too.
Yeah, right. One distance and such on.
You've got a really good record, and I've seen you've done bare knuckle fighting and you've done MMA. Which one are you more partial to?
Something's going on there.
I think it's just me.
Yeah, I might be your mic.
Can one of you guys ask her?
Yeah.
He was wondering, because you've done bare knuckle MMA, which one do you prefer to do?
I'm having problem understanding. It sounds very broken.
Let me try from my end.
All right, your turn.
Between like BKFC, bare knuckle, Invicta, where do you feel more comfortable, or is it everything just a nice fit and everything you just take it as it comes? It's a connection. I feel so bad.
Yeah,
she's having bad connection problems.
It's the gym. Why are gyms like that? No. What's up, Damien? Thank you guys for commenting.
Wow, you gave us a paragraph.
So you don't film study your opponents, but do you do it to yourself? Like, are you able to be biased when watching yourself and able to see things you could have done differently, even when you were successful?
If we can get her back on, I really want to. I'll totally ask her this, Damien. I feel really bad because you guys are showing up for, you know, your fighter tonight, and she's having some technical difficulties. I feel bad. So we'll do our best to get these questions off to her. Hopefully we can get her back on. I was going to ask her too, because she's, there she is. Helen, we're sorry you're having some issues with the connection. Can you hear me?
I heard that last sentence.
Okay. Thank you for dealing with us. So Damien here is asking, you don't study your opponent, but do you go back and watch your own footage?
Oh yeah, that's I record everything I do when I'm training, because that's the one person I need to prepare for. That's the one person I'm working on.
Uh-huh. And I think that actually is very helpful, because my coach Brian, he was the only one that I knew that he would film us when we weren't looking. And there's a lot of times we didn't know he was doing it. He's like, hey, come over here. And he'll either say like, hey, you did this really good, watch. Or he's like, what are you doing over here? Why does your one hand do that? So it's really helpful to see it in another light, because when we're doing it, somebody's still like, your arm is doing something weird. And it's like, no, it's not. And he's like, come here, watch this.
I couldn't understand anything of the last. All right, I don't know if it's my connection of yours.
I'm gonna.
That's why I'm wondering. Sometimes it's it's a good connection. I know my gym.
Now like, I can hear.
You can't. It's me.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's sticking through this. We really appreciate you. We're having, I think, most issues tonight than ever, and this is one I was really excited for.
Oh. And we can do like a rain check. Is she coming back?
Yeah, we might just have to do this another time with her because, yeah.
She was a really key
person. In her gym, there's a lot of neon lights, and maybe that's interfering with her signal.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
So.
I don't know. Like, office buildings seem to have lots of problems. And
I always just figure because it's like a steel building, you know. Just
yeah,
like
it could be too.
Signal through.
The fluorescent lights give off signal. So.
Huh. And she has all these fans. I feel bad for the fans, not for us.
Well, back in Iowa, she's really big.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a fight, and it was kind of when I was still new, when I was still kind of getting to know people's names and meet fighters, especially on the amateur level. And I was hanging out with these guys from this gym, and they're like talking about Helen. And I was like, who's Helen? And they're like, you don't know who Helen is? Like, she's huge. She's from Iowa. And like, she's around here. She fights all the time. And then it was like the weird Facebook thing. Once you start talking about somebody, they come up on your suggested. And all my suggested was Helen's profile. And I liked it and clicked on it. And I've been watching like one of her videos. And she's very interesting to watch. She does like a workout every day. And it's always something different. And like some of it is like in her attic or a garage kind of type room. Like it's nothing big, yeah, nothing fancy. And she's always got something going on. There was one time where like she had a video and it was this yard full of like grass, like chest high, like just growing wild. And she's like using this giant knife and she's cutting it all down, like all day long. That was her workout, was just cutting down this grass. And there's a video where there's like still a big chunk left. And there's like some lady yelling at her, like, you got to finish the yard.
She's like,
just collapsed all tired.
Well, that sucks.
She's got a really good record. She's fought some tough people, so.
And I wanted to ask her about her last Invicta fight she just had, so, and she's going to
That was big, and, like, I've seen the video. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I think that was, like, a two-week notice fight.
She fights a lot of grit, a lot of heart. Yeah, I like watching her training videos. I follow her. I was talking about Lily Brienne, who was commenting earlier. She's one of the best kickboxers in the region. And Helen was just traveling a little bit to go train at different camps, and they were just training with Lily, who was commenting here. I saw Lily back on Saturday at the tournament, too.
I think she's still watching.
I was hoping she was going to – my cat is all over. So sorry, guys. It makes it more genuine. I'm literally sitting on my floor.
Me too.
Ryan, Helen.
Oh, she's outside.
Man, you don't give up. I appreciate you.
She's got heart.
I know. She's on the outside.
She got heart.
Is that better?
It sounds better.
Okay. Okay, cool. I can hear you. Can you, Matt and Allie, you want to say something so she can hear you on your end?
Yeah.
Are we all good? Sound check?
Yeah, I can hear all of you guys now.
Woo. Thank you. We're almost going to like message you and say we can totally do another time. I felt bad.
So there's a lot of people that have been commenting for you.
Yeah, you got lots of fans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what I was telling them. In Iowa, you're very well known.
Yeah, I think there aren't that many professional female fighters in Iowa, although there's a few coming up.
Yeah, I'd say there's not very many here. I don't know if other states that pro female fighting is very big, but I know here it's not. Even amateur is not very big.
Yes. So my question I had earlier was, you got a really good record, and I see you fought in both BKFC and you fought in MMA. Is there one that you particularly like better than the other, or will you fight anybody they throw at you?
Well, I like each one for different reasons. I love MMA because I feel like I have a future, and I really, really like MMA. I like choking people out, which you cannot do in bare knuckle. Right. And I haven't gotten a submission in my MMA fights yet, so I'm really looking forward to that. But then I like bare knuckle because it's so easy. Like, literally, it's the easiest thing to do when it comes to combat sport. And I know it looks tough, it looks hard, but it isn't really. Like, the training for bare knuckle, I was training for bare knuckle. I recovered from two big injuries that I had. I got way better in MMA because you kind of learn how to wait as opposed to react too soon. There's a lot of that. Even at elite level, you see people reacting to things that are not there. And that's why sometimes the fight don't go their way. So after you are in there in bare knuckle and you get punched in the face with a bag of bones, then you learn that you're not as fragile as you thought. So you don't react to things so that are not there. You're able to wait until the last second so you're better at counter-punching and counter-striking, which is kind of my thing.
Nice. So does your camp look then different for, not for the fighter, but for the promotion that they're going to work for? So if you have BKFC, is your camp going to look a little bit different down to the equipment that you're using or how you're training at home?
Not really, because when I am ready for getting ready for bare knuckle, as I said, it's so easy. I can get that training done in 2 hours, and then I have another 3 hours for training during the day, and I go and I do my wrestling, my jiu-jitsu, it's just the same way as I would if I was doing MMA.
Are you using small gloves for sparring or no, when it comes down to BKFC or no, to condition?
Yes. I have a very few training partners that are willing to do that. You know, it requires a lot of trust, which is, you know, and you got to have your ego in check, because if you cannot control your ego, like, there's no point of going in there and fighting people for free. So I have a few people that they trust me and I trust them, and I do go with small gloves. We're just working on technique. And like once I touch you, I already know what I could have done. I don't have to actually do it in training. I'm not trying to be the gym champion. So it's, yes, I do have some people I train with small gloves. The boxing, the female boxers, no, because, you know, they don't trust me with that. I mean, I know because they haven't done it yet. I mean, if they were to try it out, they would love it, because I'm very respectful. And as my coach says, you do not break your toys, and your training partners are your toys. So I'm never trying to hurt them.
And you're just here in St. Louis, right? You're training with my friend, Lily Brienne, who's out at the Wolves Den. I saw you kickboxing with her.
Yeah, she's super mean to me. She's so quick. It's like sparring a ghost.
Yeah, there she is. What's up, Lily? She's saying hi right now. Yeah, I'm trying to make it out there. I've been trying to get a date to go with her. She's really talented. Her and her wife are really awesome people and really kind. So that was cool to see you. You were just literally out there, and then I saw you were going to be on our show. So that was really exciting. So, and I saw that she was looking forward to it. So you're traveling and going with different faiths, or are these friends that you had beforehand, or how are you making your little travel right now?
Well, before, I like to wait close to the fight to come see my coach, and I had to take care of some things personally. So I was just training, see what I had available, you know, and see who I can bring into my camp and make some new friends. And then I have people that I always train with. When I'm trying to test my hands, I go to Sam Colonna's Boxing, but that's Chicago. I made a new friend in Davenport. She has a fight for Keisha Gresham November 20th. She's getting ready for what weight class is that? Featherweight. So she's strong, you know, she's a solid fighter. So that was good to kind of add another female fighter to my training camp. Mm-hmm. There's my friend Rachel Lipper in Wisconsin. I always stop there for sparring. She's willing to put on the small gloves and go with me. So that's always refreshing. But when things get serious, like now, we got the game plan, you know, I'm here. Fights next week. It's time to get into that mode. That's when I come to see my coach.
Nice.
Do you have a preference on training with females versus men?
I like training with men better, because when I beat them up, they can pretend they let me have it, you know. But the girls, they're too sensitive, you know. Like, I don't care what your pedigree is. You can be the best wrestler in the world. If we spar, I'm going to take you down. But it's not because you're not good. It's because I'm going to try 1,000 times. I'm going to try the whole time I'm there. So, you know, some of the females, you know, they feel they have certain status. And they don't like to lose a round, you know. I lose rounds all the time. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, some of them, they're just too – their ego is a little too big, you know. They don't understand that actually it's good to go with someone when you lose some and win some. That's like the perfect training partner.
That's one thing when I was training, fighting with people like you're talking about, they're just so quick and you can't like get a hit on them. Like, it's a good learning experience, but it makes you very mad at the same time.
It makes me laugh, actually. It doesn't make me mad. I like to spar with fighters that are quicker. That means that they're usually smaller. So I know how to end the sparring session, but that's not what I'm there for, right? So, but they force you to move faster. And of course, you're going to get tagged, but it's not a big deal. I don't feel good when I'm winning all the time in training. It makes me worry, you know, like I like to, you know, win one, lose two. That's perfect day for me.
That's true. You always learn more from your losses.
There I am learning. You're the winner, you learn in the game. I'm always learning, which is cool. You know, I don't have a problem with that. And I feel like you're more likely to make progress when you have that kind of mentality, because I can literally train with anyone. It's really mm-hmm. hard to get mad at me when we're sparring, because I just don't take anything personal. Of course, you hit me hard for the next 3 seconds, protect yourself. Then after that, I just let it go and we're ready to go. Keep playing.
I have two questions kind of built into one here. I love knowing about, it's awesome talking with fighters, and I like knowing more about like the personal end and the story behind the scenes. And you're a professional chef, am I wrong? I'm hoping I'm right.
Correct.
You post you post a lot of nice cooking. And you were talking about one of your posts too recently about not believing in weight cuts before. Where do you want to take control of your weight cut? Are you going like outside sources for that? Being a chef and all, I don't know if you need that or if you're looking for someone's outside attention to that. And what kind of weight cuts, what does it look like now versus what you were doing before when you said you really didn't believe in weight cut?
Well, before I was not just a professional chef. I was a chef instructor also at a community college. So nice. I had to, you know, I have to grade them. And part of the grading, I have to taste everything. And yeah, so I couldn't cut weight because I'm tasting all of this food. So I was just fighting at whatever way I was walking around.
Well, I know with like weight cutting and eating clean, the food's always like not that, because I've done it and the food does not taste that good sometimes. But I've seen some of your posts and like it looks like you actually make it look like it tastes good.
Oh, no, all the food tastes pretty good. I make sure. I mean, training is already hard, all the traveling and all the sacrifices I have to make. So yeah, when I love food. Like I don't get late. I only, you know, this is my only pleasure. So I do pretty good food.
So do you normally boxing with like the bag on, or is that something just for your weight cuts, or is that something you're doing for conditioning as well? I was watching you do that in one of your videos as well.
Oh, I do that for conditioning. My coach, we're trying to weaponize pace, you know, like how hard I can go for a certain amount of time, and I go until I can't go anymore.
That's what I'm like. I find it easier, or most men I feel like do weight cuts a little bit easier, and I don't know if it's harder for you to do weight cuts. I can't. I don't like it.
Easier for the guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if you had to push a little harder, or I don't know if it's a conditioning thing or just some way that the female body works, but and that's a little bit more.
Yeah,
of a struggle.
Sometimes you hold more water than others. Like right now, I just got my period today, so I probably weigh 2 pounds higher than I should, but that would be fine because I already factor that in. So by Saturdays when we arrive at the hotel, that wouldn't be a problem anymore. So I don't panic. And then what I do is that I do just water sodium manipulation for 6 days, and less than 21 grams of carbs, and the carbs come just from berries and grapefruits, stuff like that. And then it's smooth sailing. Every day I'm going to wake up 3 pounds or 2 pounds lighter as it gets closer. And then I'll probably cut 3, maybe 4 pounds in the bathtub. And then that's it. Easy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You had to do a weight cut your last fight, didn't you?
What was that?
Your last fight, didn't you have to do a significant weight cut for that one?
Yeah, but that was not fun. That was a 24-hour notice, and I thought we'd be fighting at 125, but then the other girl's coach, smart enough, made me cut another 5 pounds. So I went from 138 to 119.3 in 24 hours. And that was not fun at all. How did it feel?
Yeah.
When I got to 125, I was feeling good and energetic. I even thought like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't stop eating salt. Maybe this will be my new thing. But the last 5 pounds, I even lost my ability to hear. I couldn't hear very well either. When my coach was talking to me in the corner and he had a mask on, I'm like, you better get that shit off your face because I don't know what you're saying at all. He said, wow. They're going to disqualify you. I'm like, they're not going to do a damn thing. Get off, I can't hear you. But yeah, that was not fun at all. I'm not doing that again. If I would have known about that fight 3 days before that girl would not have come out of the first round. There's no way.
Do you like going for finishes, or is that something you shoot for, or do you kind of aim to make and go the distance? I wonder if a lot of people do that just for the cardio, or if they don't.
No, I don't aim to go for the distance, but my coach tells me not to chase, not to like force things. So we wait until the opening is there, you know, because when you're chasing always that finish, then you can get caught too, because the other person also has arms and legs. So we're not always chasing the finish. We always want the finish, but we're waiting for that opening. And that opening is always there. And if it's not there, it's your job to create it.
Yeah, you got the opportunity then, I guess, in front of you. That's an interesting way to put it. Do you have anything planning for the future, or what we got going on for the next year? Or is there some short-term goals or any persons you're looking to duke it out and go down Bain with? Or
for the next year, hopefully within the next 6 months, I get some fights. I want to go to the UFC. That's why, unfortunately, my opponent is going to have to pay the price for that. But I need to really hurt people and just let them know I'm here. And I think if I can get 2-3 more fights within the next 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months, then I'll make it there.
Yeah, so you're a very impressive fighter, and your videos have all been really good. Like, I'm surprised like it's taken this long.
Well, you know, I didn't do MMA for 2 years. I was recovering. I got my knee torn into 3 ligaments in the same knee, and that took a long time to recover, you know. And I wasn't getting any fights. And then I was like, all right, I went into bare knuckle for about 1.5 years. And my last Invicta fight was actually my first fight in 2 years. So I know that in the MMA, the bare knuckle fights do not count towards MMA. So I can see why, you know, they're not looking at me right now. I did tell the matchmaker to watch out for my next fight, because I'm going to take that girl's soul and throw the body over the cage.
Nice.
I love that.
So you still hold a title in bare knuckle, right?
What do you say, Ali?
Do you still hold the title for bare knuckle?
Oh no, I vacated it. I don't think it would have been fair. I talked to Scott Burt, he's the president of the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame, and I told him what my plans were with MMA, and so the title is vacated right now. I don't know. I mean, right now I'm concentrating on MMA, but if Dave Feldman from BKFC wants somebody to go over there and welcome Paige VanZant, I'll be there. Put the title up. Put some money in my pocket.
I know
that
Nate.
That might be a possibility.
I was going to say, I know Nate, the matchmaker. I'll give him a shout. I'd like to see a fight.
Yeah. I know. Did Christina still want to rematch you?
Yeah, I saw that was canceled.
She said she does, but trust me, she doesn't. She lost that fighting spirit. No, she lost it. She lost her fighting spirit. She lost her confidence. Her last fight was against a turtle. You know, like, she's lucky she got the fight. She should thank me she got the fight. She got a win, you know, because if it would have been me, it would not have gone that way. So she pretends she's mad that I left, but trust me, she's the happiest woman on the planet. But I'm always one call away. You just gotta show me the money. I'll be there. I'm always down to beat somebody up without gloves. That's something that I don't mean it like spiritually, you know, there's different ways to express humanity. And that's part of who we are. You know, at least this is organized chaos. Everybody agrees. I have consent from the other girl, and it is what it is.
I remember when I first met you at that event, you were telling me that everybody needs to fight and everybody needs to know what it's like to be punched in the face, and people might talk to each other a little differently.
Oh, I agree. I think in order for you to get a driver's license, you should have at least one boxing match or any combat sport. Because if more people got punched in the face, they wouldn't drive the way they do.
It's very true.
Some people get punched in the face like me, and I still drive like shit.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, is there any, you know, buddy, you want to give shout outs to? I know you're busy and you're still training and all that. So is there anybody you want to give shout outs to? And
oh yeah, shout out to everybody that root for me. You know, I know there's a lot more people than I know myself. As you said, you know, sometimes when I stay back, I realize that there's people who I don't even know who support me, you know, and it feels really good. So shout out to everybody that's Team Helen, sending positive energy. When I have a fight coming up, I always get a lot of love, a lot of messages from people wishing me good luck and stuff. Of course, shout out to my coaches, my sponsors, and pretty much fight fans. Anybody that wants, they like to see real fight, not choose, you know, the commercial product that is fighting, but actually a little bit of the actual fight. So I think I bring both to the table, and I'm very grateful for those people who are able to appreciate it.
We got a comment on here. So I said you would give Nunes hell.
What was that?
So we have a comment on here. Someone says they think that you would give Nunes hell in the UFC.
Amanda.
Oh, no. I'm good. Every day of my life. No, I'm good. I'll say a 115. She can have a 135, 145 right. belt. She's my favorite fighter, though. Like, she's I try to emulate some of the things she does. She's amazing. I like how she's able when she's training for an opponent, she takes their technique and uses it on them. Like the way she knocked Holly Holmes out. I mean, it was amazing. Same head kick. She did it. She prepared for it so well that she ended up knocking the girl out with it. I was blown away by that move. It was amazing. She just had that thing.
The first fight I seen her do was against Cyborg, and that was majorly impressive.
She did to Cyborg the same thing Cyborg did to everyone else. And that's what I'm saying. She just kind of adapt her personality and just put a mirror in front of them. It's awesome. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite fighters. Some people hate on her, but they know that I truly believe she's one of the GOATs, so she's a GOAT. I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her.
For sure.
And I could watch and listen to you all day because I like your mentality on the fight game. And I'm also loving your fans actually showed up tonight. So that's really
cool. Yes, that was really good.
Fans that have popped up on our feed before. So that's really, really awesome. You have a strong fan base. I'm looking forward to watching you.
Thank you, guys.
Next week. Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for dealing with it. We appreciate that. I hope to have you back on again.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'd love to have you on another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it. Maybe after I whip this girl's ass next week.
Absolutely.
I want to see it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Right,
have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Yeah.
I like her mentality. I like that. That's mm-hmm. what I could watch people fight all day, but seeing the way that they think outside the gym and maybe knowing them more of a personal mindset. Like, I mean, I can ask them all day, like, about their technique and what they do, but it's interesting her mindset as far as, like, how she looks at the fight game. And that's inspiring, I think, if anything.
Well, that's one thing, too, is, like, I was talking about, I never heard of her before until Facebook. And these people are like, oh, you've never heard of Helen? And I started watching her posts. I started watching her videos. And I was like, I really like her as a person. She's very easygoing. She's funny. And she's very determined. Like, she's always doing something, posting, like, the meal plans, whatever her workout is. And I remember she was at an event, and I pointed her, I was like, that's Helen. She's a pro fighter. And I waited until in between fights, and I, like, got her attention, and I think I took her off the car. I'm like, oh, hey, I just want you to know I follow you and I love you.
No, you didn't.
You're like tripping on my words, but like, I like the opening band more sometimes to like go see them than like the main band for the concert, or like pro fighters that aren't quite like super famous yet versus like meeting a UFC fighter.
Yeah, they're more raw, like mm-hmm. more. Just her and the fight game, and the same with her Instagram too. That's why I'm like, I like the fact that she throws in the fact that she cooks, and she has her, you know, her cooking pictures up there, or what she's doing, versus, you know, some of the fighters are hot. Dude, I would love your body, and I think I'm in good shape. But then I look at some of these fighters, like, wow, like, they're gorgeous, and like the female fighters are talking about, and but some of them play it more, I think, like a pretty girl sometimes too. And I totally appreciate, you know, working that side as well. But I feel like Helen's just more raw to the cut, to the fight game, and it's just here she is, and this is what she's doing, and she's gonna go and beat someone's ass next week. So
mm-hmm.
watch versus, you know, playing a pretty girl on Instagram for, you know, which I like doing sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't blame y'all. But
that's nice too, seeing other real female fighters out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to get the female fighters to come on the show. I'm telling you.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but
I think it's because
they're like camera shy, though.
They're very elusive.
Because I've had some girls I've talked to, and they just are like, pretty much they just don't want to be on camera and stuff on a show. Like, it freaks them out.
Better. I feel like, I don't know how females are getting approached, and they just kind of tune out a lot, regardless of who's contacting them.
I think some of it could be an ego thing, like, not in a bad way, but I think some of them are like, you know, why would I be on a show? Kind of like not that famous.
Yeah, and I think some of us look at it as like, ah, it's a podcast.
What are you talking about? This show is completely famous.
Huh?
This show is completely famous. What are you
talking about? We have like 30 people that watch us regularly. That's well known.
Mm-hmm. I can't go to the grocery store without being stopped.
That's really why Karen wears her mask.
Yeah. I want nobody to know.
Well, make sure for the fans that are actually watching us to download the apps on Fire TV or Apple TV or Roku. You can pick us up there and watch us anytime.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you guys for dealing with our technical difficulties tonight. For those who stuck it through, otherwise,
for once it wasn't me.
Huh?
I said for once it wasn't me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was Matt. Matt, you popped out, wasn't it? Wasn't
I was
you?
Gonna say it's never my fault. Actually I had some sound issues.
But I popped out I think once though.
Well, I popped out to hopefully fix it. That's what I usually do. I try to pop people out and back in, and sometimes that fixes it.
Well, I have connection, but I have like a zoo surrounding me of animals, so that's why I have connection. But I have my cat here, my parrot, my dog. I love to make it difficult. What's up, Damien? Thank you for being a fan and on today's show and commenting and interacting with us.
Yes.
Yeah, he said he thinks that the women just aren't as comfortable talking about themselves as the men are.
It's weird, but not because women do love to talk about themselves, but not on a front like this.
They just want to be like, oh no.
I think people look in a mirror and see themselves as horribly ugly and like see all their flaws, whereas men will look at themselves on TV and go, God dang, I am so handsome.
Well, and the problem is we don't offer a filter. World. If we could get a filter where people could have the ears and everything, we could probably get more guests.
The ears?
The like Snapchat that all the girls use? Yeah, we just need the blur and the ears, and we probably
I thought we were talking about the cauliflower ear.
Oh. No!
They want the filter, the dog filter with the like, mm-hmm. you know, the side.
Or the one with the fake freckles and the butterflies. I see a lot of those.
No, I do the filter sometimes and I just feel like I'm too old for this shit. So.
I like to go through them and make fun of them if I can.
That and people who see me in person know damn well I do not look like that. And I'm, I look much better like in a frozen picture than that shit. So, but tell me I'll look cute with it. That's good. Go for it. Have fun with it, but not me.
I always just love the concept of the girls that like post like a million of them every day and they all have like the dog ear filter on. Like none of them look
every
like
day. You guys a fight. Whoever does that.
Yes.
Girls have a filter every single day. It's not the real face and they're always looking cute. That's awesome. But now you're the one that challenges you to go jump in that ring.
For now on, when we see those, we'll just have to comment, get your blood work in. What does that mean? Because I want to fight you now.
I want to fight the filter chicks.
Well, it's like when I was hunting down some host for the show, it was really hard figuring out filter or no filter.
Yeah, like, that's what I said when I first had a camera.
Is this person really good looking or are they just using a filter?
I'm not.
Looks like I did spot on with you two, but.
No.
You're just lucky we were just so star for attention that we're like, hell yeah, we'll be on your show.
I think I'm somewhat decent until I start talking, and then you're like, ah, shit, she's normal.
Your voice sounds fine. Your voice sounds really good. Yeah, I think you actually have a good voice for the podcast.
I don't understand how you, I think you're being nice.
No, I don't.
Go at home. Do I sound really nasally? Seriously, it's a Midwestern accent. I come from north of Chicago. And I've lost most of that. Normally, I would.
Is that a thing? Because I always thought I sounded nasally, but I never thought it was because I'm from the Midwest.
Down here, they have a Southern twang too, so it all got mixed up. I've been down.
Do we all sound like Lois Griffin?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I always complain about that. You sound fine, Allie.
I think we sound similar.
I think we all kind of sound similar based upon our locations in the United States. I mean, I'm from Kansas. It's not much different than Iowa or St. Louis or wherever.
Women pretty much have, I swear, like a voice kind of similar to ours or that fake one that girls really don't have.
I want that one.
Speak up.
That's the one I want. I want to be so delicate like a flower, and I'm not. Like, I smash and break things without trying. And then just, I just feel like I'm just, like, so tomboyish without – I'm trying. I try. I mean, I don't know. But they're so cute when they're, oh, hi.
Yeah, sometimes that can get annoying, though.
Yeah. But it's like Karen fought that one girl, and she was wearing, like, booty shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What about booty shorts?
Yeah.
The last her opponent, but first he came out in capris, and Karen's like, why does she get to wear capris? She didn't wear pants. I want to wear pants.
I was, or no, who's what? Well, I mean, I had booty shorts in my MMA fight. It looked nice. I didn't really, it's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I was afraid of like a grappling mishap, like wardrobe malfunction if my shorts are too short.
And
then someone's going to have video of that somewhere.
Some of the girls I have the same fear about wearing short shorts.
Have you seen that though? When they show up in their underwear, like their underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for weigh-ins?
Huh?
For like, weigh-ins?
Yes. And it's usually like the first fighters. Like, I don't, and it could be, it's totally like the fault of the fight community where you're always posting chicks and they're trying to sexualize. Usually, honestly, they do. They try and sexualize a female fighter. So the female fighters end up trying
I've never to noticed that. Hot.
And there's, you'll see like normally the beginner girls or girls that probably maybe aren't seasoned. And then sometimes you'll see them in a straight up freaking Victoria's Secret panties. Like there's,
I feel like
Gonzalez. Have you seen, you know who Pearl Gonzalez, she's an MMA fighter. I love her. She's known. She's determined. She's credible as an MMA fighter. She shows up, but that's her get up where she wears like pearls or like lingerie. She looks hot. And even she'll fight in some hot shit. But like when it's like coming down to like a girl just came out of, you know, the boondocks and is ready to fight her first MMA fight and no one knows where she came from and she has like some bonds on or like her ass is hanging out, like
I hate that.
That's why I feel like it's, they feel like that's what they're supposed to look like. Not that it's necessarily bad for them, but I feel like they feel like they need to show up in booty shorts because that's what girls do.
I feel like on the flip side that some girls feel like they have to compensate and be that over sexualized because some women in fighting are looked as being butch and masculine because they're a fighter or athletic. So then I think maybe they're trying to like overcompensate and be overly sexy and in just complete like lingerie and like, oh, she's really a girl.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult for female fighters in different aspects of it.
Yeah, because I also think like, you know, what if, you know, you have to have a great fight game because you're thinking about too, like, I mean, I'm not saying this for all girls. I'm saying this for like when I was first starting to think, you know, trying to do a fight or two. And I was like, you know, people are going to want to be my fan if I'm not hot for them too in the ring. I mean, I'm getting my ass kicked at the same time. Like, how much more sexy do I need to be for y'all? Like, there's a lot of pressure on the female fighters. Hi. Sorry, just saying hi to me. Hi, how are you guys?
I was like, Damien said he prefers booty shorts.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I feel I've always picked out when it comes to like being in the fight. I don't know if you guys do this, but I'll sort of like and try and pick the winner, even if I don't know who they are. And I've noticed the smaller the shorts is usually the winner. Guys that wear those tiny little like pretty much like box, like not even boxer briefs, but those little tight spank ones, they usually win. I don't know if it's the confidence or like they intimidate the other guy because like nothing's left for the imagination.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I don't know. It girls definitely have, I think, a little bit harder as far as the show part. They just can't go and, you know, bang fists out there. They have to, even when I was at fights ago at one of the local promotions around here. And instead of like, there's a female grappling match. And instead of, you know, hearing people talk about like what this girl was doing in the ring, they're calling her, oh, what booty doing now? What booty doing now? Because her ass looks nice in the shorts. But instead of focusing on the fact that we're watching a match and about, it's more, look at this girl's ass cheeks shaking while, you know, mounting the other girl. So there's not that, you know, it maybe hurts us anyway, but it's just harder. I think we have a lot more to live up to. And, you know, and you're not hot. I hope you can freaking knock a girl out or two because people look for like the next chick is like, okay, well, what does she look like? I think that's what they look for. This girl that they don't know, they want to look her up versus, are they going to look up the guy's picture? Like if they just find out about a guy's picture, they're going to look up his picture first and try and figure out who is this dude, sexy or not? No, guys aren't doing that.
How many times, Karen, have you been like told by somebody, oh, well, you're prettier than your opponent?
I have, and I feel really bad when I do that. Because one, I'm like, wait until I take my makeup off. Because
I'm just like, so, like, what if they're better than me?
that's how I'm like,
I'm prettier.
And then, yeah, because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't care what she looks like. If she's going to kick my ass, she's going to kick my ass. And that's all that matters. Or if I'm going to, you know, be able to hold up with this chick. To me, I'm looking at, like, I want to know that I'm on the same level as this chick. Any person I go in the ring with, or, I mean, I haven't fought in a year, but anytime I did go in the ring with someone, I always wanted to make sure I didn't think I was worthy of going in that ring. So I always want to make sure I was worthy enough to be in there with that girl. So that was my competition, knowing that I was good enough to be in her. And I'm worried about the fight game, not about what the hell this chick looks like, if I'm prettier or she's prettier than that. Dude, you're fucking hot as hell. And I was like lined up next to you. And I hate our face off picture. Allie, you look so hot.
Well, I didn't know how to, that was my first face off. And I was trying to figure out, like, am I going to be able to keep my face straight? Am I going to laugh?
Yeah. No. And so, yeah. Some people, yeah. I don't like it when they say that, though, because I'm like, it's not about looks. Like,
well, that's the thing, too. If it was a look thing, we would have went out for modeling. Like, you just want to win the fight. You want to be a better fighter.
Yeah. I mean, if I could be hot, too, that's awesome. But the number one thing I'm looking to go in there is come out alive and not bleed. Yeah. I want to make the other person bleed. I don't care what she looks like. So I really don't. Girls, I don't think care. If you do care about, you know, who's hotter, then you're in the wrong game.
Yeah.
There's always going to be someone hotter than you, and there's always going to be someone that kicks better and punches better, and you're going to get your ass kicked. That's all you're worried about. So you better humble up, I guess.
There's always fighters, either gender, in the game that really shouldn't be for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. So hopefully, and if they are, hopefully they learn and humble and take a seat for a second, think about why they're there. And then,
I think a lot of people, it's an eye opener, and they realize it's not easy. Like, I think some people think it's a lot easier in their head before they actually go into it. And they're like, shit, didn't know what it's like being punched full force.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I see a lot of chicks early, and the early AMIs where, you know, they're in there, they look hot, they're cute, they got their cute fight picture, and then you see them in the cage, and it's their first time in there, and it's not sparring, and they're running away. It's a light or the enlightening experience for a lot of chicks, and that's my parrot. I'm sorry. it's a very humbling experience for the girl that thinks this is just about getting some followers. So this is not an Instagram influence.
So. Damien's definitely correct on the Ronda Rousey versus Holmes scenario.
Example A. Talking about the looks too, Damien? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel that, like, I don't know where Ronda went wrong, but she didn't believe in it. She didn't believe in herself. That made me so mad.
I guess I was never on Team Rousey.
Probably not worried about it.
What'd you say?
So I just was never on Team Rousey, even when she was kind of at her peak.
I liked her. I don't want to see anyone ever think about themselves like that, where they feel like they need to quit and they weren't good enough or something. I didn't like that. It's not like it's like her. I don't like your mentality, and I want to freaking slap you for ever thinking that way.
Well, that's like Gina, the first big female fighter. She was on top of the world for a while, and then she lost, and then she just quit.
Yeah. And if you watch, I think we talked about this before, if you watch a Ronda Rousey documentary, she talks about the pressure to, you know, being the pretty chick, or and so it's interesting to see where these girls come from, and maybe they're not really pretty chicks, and maybe that's their manager or whatever promotion pushing them to be that way. And
yeah,
some of them are that way and some of them aren't. So if you can be hot at the same time, it's awesome. But
I think it sucks if you're doing something you love, but you're in a position where you have to compromise your own personality so you can keep staying big.
Yeah. I want to know if there's any guys crying in the closet before the fight because their eyebrows aren't on fleek. The package didn't look big enough in their shorts. I don't know if that's going to happen.
They're using an extra big nut cup that they don't need.
Yeah, I've heard some stories about that where some dudes, actually, my boyfriend will tell you about that one, where he fought one guy who had just a gigantic cup on, and it wasn't. This was video that I asked him for, but anytime he ever talks about this fight, all he tells you about this dude just came in with his freaking nut things.
Like, that was strategy. He couldn't make eye contact with him.
So it's cute. It's fine. Whatever. So someone will date that.
That's like, I've seen some fighters will do like a war paint or something. Like, it looks crazy, but if you think about it, you could really intimidate somebody with that, because like, it just makes you look nuts.
Maybe that's the hot chick thing. The guy intimidates the other girl, because that's the only way we really do that. So some girls don't feel like they're good enough, so they're going with that mentality, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was a good show. I like Helen.
Yes, that's a very good show.
Maybe when she's back in Iowa and the reception's better.
Allie needs to get some more guests like that on.
And she was the first one I thought of about getting a guest, but she didn't come on until later. So, like, hopefully she can come on a little bit more often.
Yeah, it's awesome. Getting any female on here is awesome. Like, I've only been able to get a couple women to come on, like Borga and on the other show, I've got I got a mind fart right now.
Let's just go through Helen's training buddies that she just named, and we'll just make a line of them.
That's right.
We'll do like a rabbit trail of guests. Like, they'll just name drop somebody, and that'll be our next guest.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I have a bunch of local people here I can get on. I just don't want to flood the gates with St. Louisian, but although there's a lot of talent coming out of here, so that we could definitely talk to.
Let's do it. We're on a slow streak as far as getting guests, so whatever talent you can find.
Brenton Hart.
No, but we can, Damien. Thank you for throwing that one out.
Is it Brittain?
I'm down for I want to think so. I'm down for any suggestions. If you guys want to see anyone, we will totally reach out to someone.
I forgot to mention that. I was going to ask on here if any of the people watching, if there's anybody they would like to see on, anybody in particular, give us ideas on who to reach out to.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always have to be an MMA fighter, like someone in the sports world, maybe, like more matching competitive sports, like grappling or whatever.
Or maybe that guy that's just holding mitts for somebody. If we have a free night, we might just put him on too.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys are all right.
It's like the roadie. We'll take the roadie.
So, right, guys.
All right, well, I think we had a good show. I think let's wrap this up and go enjoy the night.
Mm-hmm. Toodle.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Perfect.